Okay, we are so glad to be here again, the second time for me and the first time for Sister Rita. Amen. And I was praying for several weeks. I knew I would come.
Sabía que iba a venir.
And I prayed, Lord, I want you to tell me what is the word that we should bring for the people here in Belmopan.
Oré, le pedí al Señor que me dé la palabra que debe de traer para las almas aquí en Belmopan.
And Brother Lewis said to me today, he said, Brother Mark,
el hermano Luis me dijo hoy, me dijo hermano Mark,
would you bring us a teaching on what is God's order for the leadership in the local church? Amen. Now, brethren, I do not talk as if I'm representing a denomination, because I am not.
Yo no hablo como si estuviera representando una denominación, porque no lo estoy.
You remember when I was here the last time, I think I told you, I am going to only tell you what is in the Bible, the Word of God.
¿Se recuerdan cuando estuve aquí la última vez? Les dije que solo les iba a decir lo que está dentro de la Palabra del Señor.
Everything that we do,
todo lo que hacemos,
every worship, every praise unto God, should be the foundation, should be found in the Word of God.
La fundación de cada alabanza y todo lo que hacemos para el Señor debe ser encontrado en la palabra de Dios.
You know, I like to go back to the original.
Me gusta regresar al original.
I like to go back to the foundation of the church.
Me gusta regresar a la fundación de la iglesia.
We have gone 2,000 years since Jesus made the foundation of the church.
Hemos ido 2,000 años desde que Jesucristo hizo la fundación de la iglesia.
Now I know that many things have had to change because the world has changed.
Ahora yo sé que muchas cosas han cambiado porque el mundo ha cambiado.
But the principles of the kingdom of God have not changed.
Pero los principios del reino del Señor no ha cambiado.
God does not change.
Dios no cambia.
God does not have to get modern and start thinking like modern people in the world.
Dios no debe de cambiarse y pensar moderno como la gente moderna del mundo.
God does not have to change his mind that marriage is between one man and one woman.
El Señor no tiene que cambiar su mente sobre el matrimonio entre un hombre y una mujer.
God is not making mistakes when he made you and you were born a boy or born a girl and you want to change your mind. No, God is not making the mistake.
El Señor no hace equivocaciones cuando te hizo varón o te hizo hembra. Dios no hace esas equivocaciones.
And so the principle of God's church has not changed either.
Así que los principios de la iglesia del Señor no han cambiado tampoco.
By the way, you can sit down.
¿Se puede sentar?
I should tell you that. You'll be standing and I'm the one that's supposed to stand. Amen. So you can take it easy. Amen. Now, as I said, God's standard of what is his church has not changed.
Los principios de lo que es la iglesia del Señor no han cambiado.
But the church has changed.
Pero la iglesia sí ha cambiado.
And what is the thing that has changed the church is the influence of the world.
Lo que ha cambiado muchas cosas en la iglesia es la influencia que viene del mundo.
The devil wants to change the church.
El enemigo quiere cambiar la iglesia.
And the soul and the ambitions of man want to change it as well.
Y el alma y las ambiciones del hombre también lo quieren cambiar.
So you've got everything pulling on the church.
Se tiene todo hacia la iglesia.
Wanting to change the church, make it like other organizations of men.
Tratando de cambiar a la iglesia para hacerla igual a otras organizaciones del hombre.
Now, Jesus spoke to his disciples just before he was crucified.
Ahora Jesús habló con sus discípulos un poco antes que fue crucificado.
In Matthew chapter 20,
Mateo capítulo 20,
he was there with his disciples.
Estaba ahí con sus discípulos.
And the mother of James and John,
la madre de Santiago y Juan,
came to him. This is Matthew chapter 20.
Mateo capítulo 20.
And the mother of James and John,
la madre de Santiago y Juan,
oh Jesus,
Jesús,
I have a request.
Tengo un pedido.
What do you want, woman?
¿Qué quieres, mujer?
I want for your kingdom my two sons.
Quiero de tu reino mis dos hijos.
James and John to sit on the right hand and the left hand.
Que se sienten a tu derecha y tu izquierda.
Now, she apparently understood that Jesus had a kingdom.
Ella aparentemente entendió que Jesús tenía un reino.
But she had the wrong kind of kingdom in mind, didn't she?
Pero ella tenía el concepto diferente del reino de Dios.
She was thinking about the kingdoms of the world.
Ella estaba pensando de los reinos de la tierra.
You have a king.
Tiene un rey.
Well, you can call him president.
Puede llamarle presidente.
Dictator.
Dictador.
Amen, whatever. And he has his right-hand man.
Tiene su hombre de la mano derecha.
What is he? Director of defense? Or
puede ser director de defensa.
Chairman of war or something.
And de guerra.
The other one must be in charge of the money, the finance.
El otro puede ser encargado del dinero y la finanza.
Anyway, vice king and next vice king.
Puede ser vice rey y otro vice rey.
By the way, you know that the Pope calls himself the Vice Christ?
Pues usted sabe que el Papa se dice llamar el Vicecristo.
Yeah. He believes and they believe that in the absence of Christ, he is the Word of God.
Ellos creen.
Yes, they believe that.
Cuando en la ausencia del Señor, él es la palabra de Dios.
And this is what man,
y esto es lo que el hombre,
man's ambition,
la ambición del hombre,
wants to do what?
Quiere hacer qué?
This was man's ambition.
Esa era la ambición del hombre.
They wanted positions.
Ellos quieren posiciones.
They wanted titles.
Ellos quieren títulos.
They wanted office.
Quieren una oficina.
Office of bishop, office of something.
Una oficina de ser obispo o de algo más.
This is what man wants.
Eso es lo que quiere el hombre.
And how did Jesus deal with this request?
¿Y cómo Jesús trató con este pedido?
Now come on, this is straight out of the word of Jesus Christ. That's straight out of his mouth.
Y esta es una palabra directa de la boca de Jesús.
He said, you don't know what you're asking for.
Él dijo, usted no sabe lo que pide.
Are you able to drink of my cup?
¿Usted puede tomar de mi copa?
Amen. And be baptized with my baptism?
¿Y ser bautizado con mi bautismo?
And they said, oh yes, we are.
Y dijeron, sí, podemos.
Did they know what they were talking about?
¿Sabían de lo que estaban hablando?
What is drink his cup?
¿Qué es tomar de su copa?
Come now. Drink of my cup. What does that mean? It doesn't mean just take communion with me.
¿Qué quiere decir tomar de mi copa? No solo quiere decir tomar comunión conmigo.
Where did Jesus talk about his cup?
¿De dónde Jesús habló de su copa?
He was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Estaba en el jardín de Getsemaní.
Father.
Padre.
Oh, can you let this cup pass from me?
¿Puedes dejar que ese vaso se vaya de mí?
What was that cup?
¿Qué era ese vaso?
It was his suffering.
Era su sufrimiento.
It was his crucifixion.
Era su crucifixión.
He was to die for sin.
Él debería de morir por pecado.
Can you drink of my cup with me?
¿Puedes tomar de mi vaso conmigo?
Brother, you want to drink of my cup? Yeah. Well, this is Jesus talking now to them.
Él está preguntando si Jesús está preguntando si puede tomar de su vaso.
Yes, you have your own cup, don't you? Yes. Well, Jesus had his cup and he said to the disciples, "Are you ready to drink with me of suffering and death?
Tenía su vaso, le preguntó sus...
Are you willing to be martyrs?"
¿Puedes tomar de mi vaso de sufrimiento y muerte? ¿Puedes ser un mártir?
They didn't know what they said.
Ellos no sabían lo que decían.
Are you willing to be baptized with my baptism?
¿Estás dispuesto a ser bautizado con mi bautismo?
You think he just meant going in water?
¿Usted cree que solo quería decir de solo entrar a agua?
You think that's the only baptism?
¿Usted piensa que solo es eso el único bautismo?
What did John the Baptist say when he baptized Jesus?
¿Qué dijo Juan el Bautista cuando bautizó a Jesús?
He said, "I baptize you with water."
Yo te bautizo con agua, es lo que dijo.
But he,
pero él,
will baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost.
Con el Santo Espíritu.
Holy Ghost, that doesn't sound too bad, does it?
No, el Santo Espíritu no se oye tan mal, ¿verdad?
No, I like the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
A mí me gusta el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
But what else did he add?
¿Pero qué más él puso?
Holy Ghost and what?
Fire.
Fire.
¿Y qué? Fuego.
Do you enjoy fire?
¿Usted disfruta el fuego?
I meant that cup of yours.
Oh.
Do you enjoy the fire? It comes with fire, doesn't it?
Too much is not too good.
Too much. See, I don't like... Now, baptism means completely immersed in it.
Bautismo quiere decir que totalmente emergido en ello.
A little fire...
Un poquito de fuego...
Burns my hand.
Quema su mano.
All fire...
Bastante.
All of me...
En todo de mí.
In the fire...
Adentro del fuego...
Are you ready for that?
¿Está listo para eso?
They said, "Oh yeah, we're okay."
Dijeron, oh, sí, podemos.
And he said, "You will indeed drink of my cup, and you will indeed have my baptism."
Y él les dijo, ustedes en verdad van a tomar de mi copa y igualmente van a tener de mi bautismo.
But I'm not going to assign you positions,
pero no te voy a
titles, offices.
Ni oficina.
See, when we talk about titles, what are we talking about?
Hablamos
in the church.
De qué estamos hablando dentro de la iglesia.
In the church, what are we talking
dentro
about?
De la iglesia, de qué estamos hablando.
Title of bishop, title of pastor, title of whatever.
Título de obispo, de pastor, de lo que sea.
You know, brethren,
¿sabe qué, hermano?
I don't like titles.
A mí no me gustan títulos.
When I first took the job at the church, I let them call me pastor.
Cuando primeramente tomé el trabajo en la iglesia, permití que me llamaran pastor.
Well, that's what all the churches do, so I have to be a pastor.
Pues eso es lo que hacen todas las iglesias, así que tengo que ser un pastor.
I didn't like the idea.
No me gustó la idea.
I didn't like people say, "Pastor Mark, Pastor Mark, Pastor Mark."
No me gustaba la idea que me estén llamando Pastor Mark.
Oh, I thought, why do we have to do this?
Me pregunté, ¿por qué tuvimos que hacer esto?
Jesus didn't like that idea.
Jesús no le gustó esta idea.
What did he say? Call no man father.
No llames a ningún nombre.
Call no man master.
No llames a ningún nombre.
Call no man rabbi.
Ni rabbi.
Oh, well, he didn't say pastor.
Pero bueno, no dijo pastor.
It's the same principle.
El mismo principio.
All right, I'm not trying to be hard on you, okay?
Really,
you asked me to talk, I'm going to say what's in my heart.
Pidió que hablara, así que voy a decir lo que hay en mi corazón.
When I discovered what God wanted,
lo que Dios quiere,
there was another man in me. We were a small group.
Había un hombre, otro hombre en mí.
Actually, there were three men.
Grupo pequeño.
Three men. We had three men. Good, solid men.
Hombres fuertes.
I went to the other two men and I said, "Listen, I am wrong. You shall no longer call me pastor. I am Brother Mark. Okay, I have a gift to preach. I have a gift to teach. But God says I need elders."
Yo fui a los otros dos hombres y les dije que ya no me llamen Pastor Mark, sino que me digan Hermano Mark.
Brother, you're an elder. Brother, you're an elder. I'm an elder. We are equal.
Yo les dije, usted es un anciano, usted es un anciano, yo soy un anciano, así que somos iguales.
I am not your boss.
Yo no soy su jefe.
However, I'm a preacher.
Pero sí soy un predicador.
So, as long as God gives me a word to preach, I will preach.
Mientras que el Señor me dé palabra para predicar, yo voy a predicar.
If you come to me on Sunday morning and say, "God gave me the word," then you will preach.
Si usted viene a mí el domingo en la mañana y me dice, "El Señor me dio una palabra," entonces usted va a predicar.
If God says to us, "None of you is going to preach,"
si el Señor nos dice, ninguno de los dos va a predicar, ninguno de ustedes va a predicar.
Today you're going to pray and you're all going to repent.
Ustedes hoy van a orar y todos se van a arrepentir.
See, you people are Pentecostal. You're Holy Ghost people.
Son del Espíritu Santo.
You are people who walk by the Spirit.
Ustedes son gente que camina con el Espíritu Santo.
Not by rituals.
No por rituales.
See, the church puts rituals.
Si la iglesia pone rituales.
Well, first we do this, then we do this, then we do this, then we do this. These are rituals.
Primero hacemos esto y esto y esto son rituales.
You know, brethren, it is harder. Listen,
que, hermanos, es más difícil.
It is much harder to have a church
tener una iglesia
that walks by the Spirit
que camina por el Espíritu
than walks by the rituals.
Que caminar por rituales.
Because if you're going to be a Holy Spirit church, then everybody has to be listening to what the Spirit is saying.
Pero si va a ser una iglesia del Espíritu, todos tienen que estar escuchando lo que dice el Espíritu.
The easiest thing of all is, Pastor, you're the boss. You tell me what God is saying.
La cosa más fácil es decir, Pastor, usted es el jefe, así que díganme lo que está diciendo el Señor.
And then only the pastor becomes a son of God, and everybody else is still a baby.
Así que solo el pastor se hace hijo de Dios y todos los demás son bebés.
But sister,
hermano,
you need to hear from God.
Usted necesita escuchar de Dios.
Little sister,
hermanita,
you need to hear from God.
Tienen que escuchar de Dios.
Young brothers,
hermanito,
you need to learn to hear what God is saying to you.
Tienen que aprender a escuchar lo que Dios está diciendo.
It isn't just daddy's responsibility.
No es solo la responsabilidad de su papá.
You know, this lady that called me from home, she was born in Puerto Rico. She called me just before we left our house. She's now 81 years old.
Nació en Puerto Rico. Y le llamó antes que saliera de casa y tiene 31 años.
Her name is Juanita Rodriguez.
Tiene el nombre de Juanita Rodriguez.
I knew her back in 1970s.
La conocí en 1970.
We were good friends. Her husband Jose, he died. She called me to tell me he died.
Éramos buenos amigos y me dijo que su esposo José había muerto.
But she told me,
pero ella me dijo,
when she was a girl,
cuando ella era una muchacha,
about, how old are you? Yes. When she was a girl, about 13, she said, we used to go up in the mountains and pray. When we were teenage girls, we went in the mountains and prayed. And we prayed and we sought God. She said, she didn't do this all her life, but she one time she said there was a speaker that came to their church in Puerto Rico.
Ella contó que una vez un predicador vino a su iglesia en Puerto Rico.
Spanish speaking people like you.
Personas de habla español como nosotros.
And she said there was a preacher that came and he got up to preach.
Dice que vino un predicador que vino y se paró a predicar.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to that girl.
El Espíritu Santo habló a esa muchacha.
She got up. Listen, this is a Pentecostal church. She got up. She went up to that man and she said, thus saith the Lord.
Dice que le dijo al hombre, así dice el Señor.
Brother, there is sin in your life and you need to repent.
Y usted tiene que arrepentirse.
Now, you have to be sure that you're hearing from the Spirit of God. And that man broke down, he wept, he cried, and he repented. A little 12, 13-year-old girl, because she was hearing from the Spirit of God. Now, I want to finish here. I've got a lot to say. All right. So he said to them,
dijo,
I'm not going to give you positions.
No les voy a dar posiciones.
You're not going to be the right and you're not going to be the left.
Este no va a ser el derecho ni el izquierdo.
But he said, you know, what you're talking about is the way the world is organized.
Pero usted lo que está hablando es de cómo está organizado el mundo.
You see, here, let me read it to you. He called unto them, Jesus called them to him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them.
Jesús les llamó y les dijo, ¿se sabe que los príncipes de los gentiles ponen dominión sobre ellos?
Gentiles mean people of the world.
Gentiles quiere decir gente del mundo.
Okay. The big shots in the world
los grandes en el mundo
rule rule over the people.
Goberna sobre la gente.
Now let me go on.
Ahora déjeme decirle.
And he said, they that are in and they that are great exercise authority upon them.
Toman autoridad sobre ellos.
So the guys in the big government,
so la gente del gobierno grande,
exercise authority over those who are in the smaller government.
Tiene, toma autoridad sobre los que están en el gobierno más pequeño.
But
pero,
it shall not be so among you.
No será así entre ustedes.
In other words, he's saying to his church, his these are his apostles.
De otra manera, le está diciendo su iglesia, sus apóstoles.
He's saying to his apostles, you shall not have church like that.
Usted no va a tener iglesia así.
What we're talking about here is the pyramid.
Estamos hablando aquí de una pirámide.
Now, in the military, this is the way they operate.
En lo militar, así es lo que, como funcionan.
The big generals.
Hay los generales.
And down here is the colonels.
Están los coloneles.
And the lieutenants. And the captains.
Capitanes.
And the sergeants.
Sargentos.
And all the little soldiers.
Y todos los más soldados.
Now that works real good for the military.
Eso funciona muy bien para los militares.
Because the military is not a spiritual organization.
Porque los militares no son una organización espiritual.
Now a big company.
Una compañía grande.
What are the big companies here in Belize? Name big companies.
¿Qué es que tienes compañía grande aquí en Belice?
Do you have General Electric here?
No. Boy and Boy, Coca-Cola.
Oh, Coca-Cola, okay. Coca-Cola, yes. Or Pepsi-Cola. Yeah, okay, so they have a president.
Ellos tienen un presidente, las compañías grandes.
And they have vice presidents.
Vicepresidente.
And they have regional vice presidents.
Tienen vicepresidente regional.
And somewhere down the line they have all these workers.
Y alguna parte tienen todos los trabajadores.
And that works real good for
y eso trabaja muy bien
Coca-Cola,
Coca-Cola.
But they're not an organization of the kingdom of God.
Pero no son una organización del reino de Dios.
So why did Jesus say he didn't want men in these positions?
Entonces, ¿por qué Jesús dijo que no quiere hombres en esta posición?
Because what would happen is men would take over the place of Jesus Christ.
Porque los hombres iban a tomar posesión de lugar del Señor Jesús.
Now, there's an organization called the Faith Churches in America.
Hay una organización en América que se llama Iglesias de la Fe.
They have lots of pastors, they have lots of churches.
Tienen muchos pastores y muchas iglesias.
And I read a little book many years ago that one of their, I don't know what he was called, bishop or superintendent or something.
Leí un libro pequeño hace un tiempo atrás sobre uno de sus superintendentes.
And he said in his book, now listen, tell me if this is what the Bible says.
Dime si es lo que dice la palabra.
He said, in the church,
la iglesia,
the church,
la iglesia,
Christ, Jesus Christ, is the head of the church with a capital C.
Él es Cristo, es la cabecilla de la iglesia con una C en capital.
But in the church,
pero en la iglesia,
the pastor is the head of the church with a little C.
El pastor es el director de la iglesia con una C pequeña.
Now, tell me that's in the Bible.
Dígame si eso está en la iglesia, en la Biblia.
Is Jesus the head or is man the head?
¿Es Jesús la cabeza o es el hombre?
Now they all say that Jesus is the head.
No, ahora todos dicen que Jesús.
All the organizations say that Jesus is the head.
Todas las organizaciones dicen que Jesús es la cabeza.
But that isn't the way it works.
Pero eso no es como funciona.
So what he's saying here is if you want to be great,
pero lo que está diciendo él aquí, si usted quiere ser grande,
if you want to be great,
si quiere ser grande,
okay, now he said, he that shall be chief among you. Who wants to be chief? Anybody wants to be chief?
¿Quién quiere ser jefe?
If you want to be chief,
si quiere ser jefe,
you will be a servant.
Usted va a ser un siervo.
Now, what is the job of the servant?
Ahora, ¿qué es el trabajo del siervo?
Sister, have you ever been a servant?
Hermano, ¿usted ha sido una sierva?
What do you think? Is the servant the one that serves the food? cleans the floor.
Que el siervo es el que da la comida o limpia el piso.
You know, a mother is such a servant, isn't she?
Una mamá es siempre una.
Takes care of little babies.
Cuida a los bebés pequeños.
Yeah, that's servant work, isn't it?
Es un trabajo de.
Some people that are rich, they hire people to do that.
Hay gente que tiene dinero, ellos contratan a personas para.
And then that servant, okay. And then he said, if you really want to be great,
entonces si verdaderamente quieres ser grande,
you can be a slave.
Usted puede ser un esclavo.
Okay, what position does a slave have?
Ahora, ¿qué posición tiene un esclavo?
What rights does a slave have?
¿Qué derechos tiene un esclavo?
You guys don't have slaves around here, do you?
No.
No, I didn't think you did.
No tenemos esclavos.
Was there ever slaves in
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in the history.
Yes, sir.
So they didn't have any rights, did they?
Ellos no tuvieron, los esclavos no tuvieron derechos, ¿verdad?
The slave is owned. Now,
el esclavo es pertenecido.
Brother, I want to be great in God's kingdom, so I want to be a slave.
Hermano, si quiero ser grande en el reino de Dios,
I want to be a bond servant to Jesus Christ.
Quiero ser un siervo a Cristo Jesús.
That means he's my boss.
Quiere decir que él es mi jefe.
Okay, I have to answer to him.
Yo te contesto a él.
If I make a mistake,
si yo me equivoco,
I'm going to meet him and I'm going to answer to him.
Yo lo voy a conocer y voy a darle cuentas a él.
Okay, let me go to something else.
Okay, déjeme ir a algo más.
I want to go to the book of Revelation.
Quiero ir al libro de Apocalipsis.
Because, you see, this was the principle that the apostles laid down.
Estos fueron los principios que los apóstoles pusieron.
Do you know that Peter was an apostle? How many of you know that Peter was an apostle?
¿Usted sabía que Pedro era un apóstol?
Do you know that Peter called himself an elder?
¿Usted sabía que Pedro se llamó un anciano?
Come on, you want me to prove it to you?
¿Quiere que se compruebe?
Come on, go look in, I think it's in 2 Peter, or is it 1 Peter?
Then,
Peter apparently learned some things from Jesus Christ.
Pedro aparentemente aprendió algo de Jesús.
Now in 1 Peter he says Peter an apostle. So he says I'm an apostle. In 1 Peter, but in 2 Peter, I think it's 2 Peter, where he says that, okay, 1 Peter chapter 5.
1 Pedro, capítulo 5.
Okay. In one of these, he says that he's a elder, okay? Now, here's Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5.
1 Pedro, capítulo 5.
He says, the elders which are among you, I exhort.
Así que dice a los ancianos que están entre ustedes.
Who am also an elder? He says, I'm also an elder,
al igual yo
just
soy,
like you.
También soy un anciano, igual que ustedes.
I'm a brother like you.
Soy un hermano como ustedes.
See, Jesus said to the apostles, he said, you are all brethren.
Jesús le dijo a los apóstoles, ustedes son todos hermanos.
He said, I'm the only master here.
Yo soy el único maestro aquí.
I'm the boss.
Yo soy el jefe.
You're brethren.
Ustedes son hermanos.
Okay. And Peter says, I am an elder.
Pedro dijo, yo soy un anciano.
A witness of the suffering of Christ.
Testigo del sufrimiento del Señor.
Also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
También tomaré parte de la gloria que será revelada.
Now here's what he says to the elders.
Ahora dice, esto es lo que dice a los ancianos.
Feed the flock.
Debes de comer a la gente.
Feed the flock of God which is among you.
Debe comer al pueblo de Dios que está entre ustedes.
Now, let me try to find the correct Greek words here, because I brother and I were talking about it this afternoon. Here. Feed, okay. Now, these are the Greek words that are used here.
Estas son las palabras griegas que están right. Aquí.
The Greek word for shepherd is poimen, P-O-I-M-E-N, poimen.
La palabra griega para pastor es poimen.
Is your word shepherd, pastor?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's a Spanish word.
Yes.
Well, is that the same as pastor?
Yes.
But it's not in English. It's not in English. Oh, that's very interesting. I never heard that in Spanish before. See, I understood what he was saying. All right, so poimen. He's saying the poimen is the word shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good poimen.
Jesús dijo, yo soy el buen poimen.
I am the good poimen. Okay, now, what does the poimen do?
Ahora, ¿qué hace el poimen?
He is to poimiano the poimnian. Poimiano means take care of, feed, shepherd the sheep. The shepherd is to shepherd the sheep.
El poimiano quiere decir cuidar de los.
So let me say it in Greek. The poimen is to poimiano the poimnian. What does it? It's all. Come on, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. It's the same word.
Es la misma palabra.
Amen. Okay, so let's see what Peter is saying. He says, "Feed the flock."
De comer al pueblo.
In other words, you are going to be a shepherd. You are going to feed the flock.
Entonces debe ser un pastor.
Okay.
De comer al pueblo.
Which is among you taking? Taking the oversight.
Tomando sobrevisto.
Now the word oversight here is episcopus. And you know what they translated it in other places in the Bible? They translated that word and said bishop. So then you would say that all the elders are bishops. Now you see how we've changed the meaning of these words?
¿Se ve cómo hemos cambiado lo que quiere decir estas palabras?
And the church began to say the word oversight therefore means that we're going to make a bishop and he's going to be the boss of over all these pastors.
Entonces así la iglesia tomó esas palabras y crearon un obispo para que sea encargado de todos los pastores.
So you see, if you're in an organization where you have a bishop, oh, we don't call him bishop, he's the superintendent. Oh, he's the general superintendent. You know, whatever. It's the same thing. You don't have to call him Pope or Archbishop. You just give it a different name. Come on, I'm just talking to the family here tonight.
Right?
We're just friends. We don't have any strangers here. We just talk among ourselves. God has put this group here today to hear this word. Now he said, take the oversight, not by constraint, but willingly, and not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. In other words, don't do it for money. And don't do it by force. Oversight, yeah.
No lo haga por fuerza, ni por dinero.
Not for money, and not by force.
No por dinero, ni por.
In other words, not because you want to be a big boss.
No solo porque quieres ser un jefe.
But because you are the servant of God.
Pero porque es un siervo de Dios.
You know, I was living in the mountains.
Yo vivía en las montañas.
And I was the boss of a nursing home.
Yo era jefe.
I was the administrator.
De ancianos.
And some people down in the city said, would you come down?
Y la gente de la ciudad dijo,
our pastor's in trouble, he needs help. He's leaving. He's going to have to leave or he's going to go to jail.
Está en problemas y necesita ayuda y se va a ir o sea que puede ir a prisión.
I said, Lord, I don't want that mess. I know what they're going to.
Le dije, Señor, yo no quiero ese problema, yo sé lo que están pasando.
And the Spirit of the Lord said to me,
y el Espíritu del Señor me dijo a mí,
he said, these are my sheep.
Esas son mis ovejas.
I said, oh, if you feel that way about it, I guess I better think about going.
Pues, y dije, pues si, Señor, si tú piensas así sobre ello, pues entonces yo debo considerar ir.
Now, you're going to say, in Spanish it's the same word, okay? But in English, By the way, this word pastor is not a Greek word. It's not an English word.
La palabra pastor no es griega ni inglés.
And neither is the word bishop.
Tampoco la palabra obispo.
So how did they get in the Bible?
So cómo entraron a la Biblia?
This Bible was written in Greek.
Esa Biblia fue escrita en griego.
My Bible was translated into English.
Mi Biblia fue traducida a inglés.
How did a Latin word get in here?
So cómo una palabra latina entró ahí?
Well, it was 1611.
Pues fue en el año 1611.
And the Roman Catholic Church had spread all over the world.
Y la Iglesia Católica Romana había pasado por todo el mundo.
And the King James had formerly been a Catholic.
Primeramente había sido católico.
And many of the translators had formerly been Catholic too.
Y muchos de los que traducieron también fueron católicos.
So they said, well, it's the same word. Let's put it in there.
Pues dijeron, pues es la misma palabra, así que ponerlo ahí.
But the two words really have a different meaning.
Pero las dos palabras realmente tienen una definición diferente.
The word shepherd.
La palabra pastor.
Shepherd.
Shepherd, la palabra shepherd.
Shepherd. It means a man who keeps sheep.
Quiere decir un hombre que cuida de ovejas.
Now, what is your word for the man who keeps cows?
¿Qué es la palabra?
Is that pastor too?
Que cuida vacas.
A herdsman. He keeps cows, horses, goats. What?
Vaquero.
That's the other word. That should be the other word. Because the word pastor, from the Latin word, is herdsman. Not just sheep, but other animals. Cows, goats, you know what I mean?
La palabra pastor de latino quiere decir vaquero, no solo sobre ovejas, sino sobre vacas y otros animales.
No, I can't reinvent your language.
Ahora yo no puedo arreglar su idioma.
But it has a different meaning.
Pero tiene un
and I have
diferente.
I grew up, my father was a cow farmer.
Yo crecí, mi padre era crecía vacas.
And here's the way we took care of cows. We get a stick. And you drive them with a stick. I mean, you don't beat them, but the cow, you can't deal that way with sheep. I put a rope on the cow. She comes. I put a rope on my sheep.
Le pone el lazo a la oveja.
She puts her feet in. I pull you sheep, you're gonna come.
No sé qué.
She lay down on the ground.
Te acuestas en la tierra.
I pull.
Jalo. Empiezo a ahorcar.
She wouldn't come.
No se mueve.
I said to myself, the sheep and the cow are different.
Me dije a mí mismo, la oveja y
in the Philippines, they have this big black cow with the big horns, you know what I mean? Water buffalo. You know what they put a ring in her nose. And you could never do that to a sheep. So Peter said here, now listen to this,
Santiago dijo aquí,
verse 3, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock.
Tampoco ser señores sobre la herencia del Señor, sino que ser ejemplos a las ovejas.
So this is the way the shepherd leads.
Esta es la manera que el pastor lleva el camino, el vaquero lleva el camino.
The shepherd, yeah. This is the way the shepherd leads, is he lives his life before the sheep.
Él toma su vida antes de las ovejas.
He has troubles.
Él tiene problemas.
He has financial troubles.
Él tiene problemas financieros.
And the people watch.
La gente mira.
How is he dealing with his troubles?
¿Cómo está tratando con ese problema?
He has troubles with his children.
Tiene problemas con sus hijos.
Some of his children don't want to obey. How does he deal with his children?
¿Cómo trata con sus hijos?
Is he kind? Is he wise?
¿Es amable? ¿Es sabio?
Is he a good example?
¿Es un buen ejemplo?
Or does he just...
¿O solo los golpea?
You know, beat him up.
Solo los golpea.
People watch the shepherd.
La gente mira al pastor.
And you don't have to say anything.
No, no tiene que decir nada.
They know who you are.
Ellos saben que
son. You know, even the people of the world know who you are.
Even hasta la gente del mundo sabe.
People in the world that you have never talked to.
La gente que usted nunca ha hablado.
They know who you are and they know what you're like.
Y saben cómo es.
Because they talk to other people.
Porque ellos hablan con otra.
They say, what about that brother Lewis over there?
¿Cómo sobre ese hermano Lewis que está
ahí? What kind of a guy is he? What about his wife? Oh, the women, they talk. Oh, yes. Let me tell you an example of how people know who you are. My wife drove the car up on the top of the mountain. It was in October, and it was the first snow way up in the high mountains. She went up to see some women in the fellowship up there.
Manejó su carro encima de la montaña en octubre.
And
a
deer ran across the road, and she tried to avoid the deer, and the car went in the ditch and flipped right on the top of the car, right on the roof.
Un venado corría a través del camino. Ella jaló el vehículo, cayó en zanjo y volcó.
Well, some brothers in the fellowship came along.
Los hermanos de
they were right there. It was like God sent them right there a minute later.
Y estaban allí, es como si el Señor los había mandado un minuto después.
They got her out of the car and an ambulance took her 1 hour's drive to the hospital.
Y la ambulancia la llevó a 1 hora manejando al hospital.
They left her at the hospital.
La dejaron en el hospital.
The ambulance went back up the mountain.
La ambulancia regresó encima de la montaña.
And when the ambulance got way back up the mountain, now this is 2 hours or more later, 2 or 3 hours later.
Cuando la ambulancia regresó encima de la montaña, como 2 o 3 horas después.
The state police was there looking at the car on its roof.
La policía estatal estaba ahí mirando el vehículo que estaba volcado.
And the ambulance man stopped.
Y la ambulancia paró.
Now, I had never met this ambulance man.
Ahora, yo nunca había conocido este hombre de la ambulancia.
He was the physical education teacher at the school.
Él enseñaba educación física en la escuela.
But I never met him.
Pero nunca lo había conocido.
I don't think I did. And he never met my wife.
Y él nunca había conocido a mi esposa.
So the trooper said,
y él,
yeah,
sí, dijo,
somebody's been drinking.
Alguien estaba tomando.
I'm going to order an alcohol test on that woman down at the hospital.
Le voy a pedir una prueba de alcohol a esa mujer que está en el hospital.
And the ambulance driver looked at that trooper and he said,
y el chofer de la ambulancia miró a la policía y le dijo,
dry, dry, dry.
Seco, seco, seco.
He said, that'll be the driest test you ever ran, sir.
Esa va a ser la prueba más seca que usted haya hecho, señor.
The trooper said, why?
El policía dijo, ¿por qué?
What do you know?
¿Qué usted sabe?
He said, Mr. Trooper, sir,
ese policía, señor,
you'll never find a drop of alcohol in that woman.
Usted nunca va a encontrar una gota de alcohol en esa mujer.
How did he know that?
¿Cómo él sabía eso?
We didn't know that man.
Nosotros no conocíamos a ese hombre.
You see, they watch your life.
O sea, mira, ellos miran su vida.
Okay, I want to take you to one more place and then I'll quit.
Los quiero llevar a un lugar más y voy a parar.
And you can ask all kinds of questions, but I want to take you there. I want to take you to the book of Revelation.
Pero usted hace preguntas sobre el libro de Apocalipsis.
And in the second chapter, the church of Ephesus.
La iglesia de Éfeso.
And he said in verse 6, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
Usted odia los trabajos de
Nicolaitan.
Nicolaitan, al igual como yo.
I don't think there's a Spanish word for it. You have to say the Greek word Nicolaitan. Is it the same? Yeah. Okay. Now go to the church of Pergamos in verse 14. He said, I have a few things against you because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine. Oh, wait a minute. Down to verse 15. Thou hast also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which I hate.
Usted le dijo a la iglesia que usted también tiene doctrinas de la iglesia que yo odio.
Now, God has said something that he hates.
Dios dijo algo que él odia.
If you know that God hates something, do you want to be involved in it?
Si usted sabe que Dios odia una cosa, usted quiere estar involucrado en ello.
How about you? I don't want to be involved in something that I know God hates.
Yo quiero estar involucrado en lo que yo sé Dios odia.
So I want to know, what does this word mean?
¿Qué quiere decir esta palabra?
Who are these people, the Nicolaitans?
¿Qué son esta gente que son los Nicolaitans?
So I went to the Strong Concordance.
Sí, yo fui a la concordancia.
And I tried to find out what is the meaning of this word.
Traté de buscar la definición de esta palabra.
And you know what?
¿Sabe qué?
The Strong Concordance tells me the meaning of every other word, but it will not tell me the meaning of that word.
La concordancia me dice la definición de todas las demás palabras, pero no me dice la definición de esa palabra.
It said, oh, people that live licentiously. Well, that doesn't tell me anything. Who are they? Tell me the meaning of the word. So I went in the Strong's and I looked up other words that started like Nico.
Así que yo busqué otras palabras que empezaban como Nico.
I looked up Nicolopolis.
Busqué Nicolopolis.
It's a city.
Es una ciudad.
Where it, and it means where they took dominion over other people.
Es un nombre de una ciudad que quiere decir donde tuvieron autoridad sobre otra gente.
It's the city where they conquered the people.
Es una ciudad donde conquistaron a la gente.
Then I looked up the word Nicholas.
De ahí busqué el nombre Nicolás.
I looked up the word Nicodemus.
Busqué Nicodemus.
It means someone who takes authority and who takes dominion over other people.
Quiere decir una persona que toma dominión sobre otras personas.
Well, then, and I looked up all these Nico words.
Y busqué todos los que quiere decir Nico.
Nicanas. Same thing.
La misma cosa.
Somebody that takes dominion over other people.
Es una persona que toma dominión sobre otras personas.
And I said, well.
Y dije, bueno.
The word Nicolaitan then has to be the same thing.
Dije, pues, que la palabra Nicolaitan.
And God says he hates it.
Y Dios dije que lo odia.
Now I intended to bring with me an old Schofield Bible. I have it over in my room. I brought it. I intended to read you the footnote that old brother Schofield wrote. Do you know the Schofield Bible? No.
Él iba a traer una Biblia antigua que se llama Schofield.
Schofield Bible is the Bible that all the Baptists love to have.
Es la Biblia que todos los bautistas.
It's a King James Bible, but it has all this brother's footnotes.
Es una Biblia de Rey Santiago, pero tiene todas las notas.
And here's the footnote that old Schofield wrote on this verse in chapter 2.
Y hay una nota que el Schofield escribió sobre este versículo.
He said the word is made up of two words.
Dice que la palabra está hecha de dos palabras.
Nicolai, taking dominion over, and Laetans, laity means the people.
Tomando control sobre, y Laetan, que quiere decir la gente.
Taking dominion over the laity.
Tomando control sobre la laity.
And he said what it did was it made two classes of people in the church.
Lo que hizo dos tipos de personas en la iglesia.
It made a clergy class and a laity class.
Hizo dos clases, uno que es el clergy y otro que es el laity.
So I've had some preachers come to me in times past,
en tiempos pasados,
and they say to me,
y me dicen,
well, are you an ordained minister or are you a layman?
Me preguntan si soy un ministro ministro de religión o si solo soy un.
In other words, do you have a certificate from an organization?
O sea, si tienen un certificado de una organización.
Somehow it was important for this man to know the difference about me. He was gonna put me in a class.
Que parece que era importante este hombre saber sobre mí porque me poner una clase.
If I could prove I was clergy.
Si podía comprobar que era.
He would respect me.
Que tenía una posición, que él me iba a respetar.
But I'm just a layman.
Pero soy un hombre ordinario.
Just a lowly layman. What right do I have to preach the word of God?
Solo soy un hombre bajo. ¿Qué derecho tengo de predicar la palabra del Señor?
If I was clergy,
si fuera alguien,
maybe I went to some big seminary.
Tal vez he ido a una escuela grande de estudios.
I graduated with a doctor of divinity.
Tal vez hubiera graduado con un doctorado.
And see, this is what Jesus was saying to the people. He was saying it to the Pharisees. He said,
¿qué Señor le estaba diciendo a la gente, a los fariseos?
You love these positions. You love the upper seats in the synagogues.
¿Usted le gusta esas posiciones, los asientos altos en la sinagoga?
You love the titles.
¿Le gustan los títulos?
You love the positions.
¿Ama la posición?
And you love it when men meet you in the market and they say, Rabbi, Rabbi.
¿Usted ama cuando la gente le encuentra en el mercado y le dice, Rabbi?
Now, how would a man know that you were Rabbi,
rabbi
or father? How would anyone know that if they met you in the street?
Si te encontraba en la calle.
God bless you, Brother Luis.
Dios le bendiga, hermano Luis.
Nobody would know this man by the way he dresses.
Nadie iba a conocer a este hombre de la manera que él se viste.
He's out there with his pickup truck loading soil.
Está afuera con su pickup cargando tierra.
Well, brother, you don't look like a pastor.
Hermano, usted no se mira como un pastor.
You look like a servant.
Se mira como un siervo.
So you go to the market and nobody's going to say, oh, pastor, pastor, how are you today?
Usted va al mercado y nadie le va a decir, pastor, pastor, ¿cómo está usted hoy?
Reverend.
Reverendo.
By the way, do you know that it says in Psalms?
¿Usted sabe qué dice en Salmos?
It says that God's name is reverend.
Que el nombre del Señor es reverend.
It says holy and reverend is his name.
Dice que santo y reverendo.
Did you know that? Do you know what blasphemy is?
¿Usted sabe qué es blasfemia?
Blasphemy is when I take the title that belongs to God.
Cuando usted toma el título que le pertenece al Señor.
So when the Pope calls himself the vicar of Christ, he's taking the title that belongs to Christ. And that's blasphemy.
Así que cuando el Papa toma posición acerca de Cristo, él está quitando de posición de Jesús.
No, I'm just telling you the way it is, brother.
Solo estoy diciendo de la manera que está.
These ways came from Babylon a long, long time ago.
Estas maneras vinieron de Babilonia hace mucho tiempo.
If you really want proof of what I just said,
si usted verdaderamente quiere prueba de lo que le acabo de decir,
I challenge you. You can buy it on the internet. You buy a book. You can still buy it from Chick Publications. Are you familiar with Chick Publications? Jack Chick is dead. There's another man took his place. It's in California. They will publish all kinds of tracts, Spanish, anything you want.
Está hablando sobre una compañía que produce libros.
But he still publishes that book called Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop.
Le reta comprar un libro que se llama Dos Babilonias by Alexander.
Alexander Hislop.
Alexander Hislop.
A man well over 100 years ago. He must have given his life to study and do the research that he did to come up with all the information. This information, this corruption has come into the church and it started way back in the days of Nimrod.
Ese trae información de sobre cómo la corrupción entró en la iglesia que vino desde el tiempo de Nimrod.
Yeah. Well, listen, that is basically a summary. By the way, that's the old Schofield Bible where he wrote that footnote.
Esa es una información que ha sacado de la Biblia Schofield.
In the 1960s or 50s, 50s or 60s, they went to make a new Schofield Bible. Do you know what the Baptist pastors told the publisher? They said, if you leave that footnote in the Bible, none of the Baptists will ever buy your Bible again.
Ninguno de los bautistas van a comprar esa Biblia otra vez.
Because he gave the true meaning of what a Nicolaitan was.
Porque él dio la verdadera definición de lo que era Nicolaitan.
What they were saying basically is, look, this is the way we do business.
Lo que ellos están diciendo es de esta manera que nosotros hacemos.
We're going to do business the way we want to do business.
Nos vamos a hacer nuestro negocio la manera que nosotros queremos hacer.
And we don't care what God said.
No nos importa qué dice el Señor.
And this is the thing, brethren, you really need to be careful of.
Y eso es la cosa, hermanos, que usted tiene que tener mucho cuidado.
You want to do business. I know you do. I know your heart.
Usted quiere tener negocio. Yo sé su corazón.
You want to do business.
¿Quiere hacer negocio?
The way God laid it down.
De lo que Dios, la manera que Dios lo dijo.
You know, the people like the other stuff.
La gente le gusta las otras cosas.
The people like the ways of the world in the church.
La manera como trabaja el mundo dentro de la iglesia.
People like it. Their soul likes it. Remember, I talked to you about the soul the last time I was here. Do you remember that? The things that move your soul.
Las cosas que mueven el alma.
The people in the churches, they like the kind of music that moves the soul.
La gente de la iglesia le gusta el tipo de música que mueve el alma.
One brother told me one time he heard the music in some of the churches and he said, you know, this is the same thing I heard in the nightclubs.
Un hermano una vez me dijo que escuchó la música dentro de la iglesia y me dijo que es el mismo tipo de música que escucha dentro de los clubs.
You put different words to it, but it's all the same.
Le pone palabras distintas a ello, pero el ritmo siempre es lo mismo.
Let's follow God's way, brethren.
Hay que siempre seguir la manera de Dios.
Thank you so much. I hope I haven't... I hope you still love me.
Espero que siempre me ame.
If you don't, it doesn't matter because I'm still going to preach the word of God.
Pero si no me ama, pues no importa porque siempre.
And I had a good day with Brother Lewis.
Tuve un buen día con el hermano Luis.
And I think we shared our heart with each other.
Y creo que compartimos el corazón.
And what I want to say to you is, I know that this man wants the kingdom of God and he wants the ways of God.
Yo sé que este hombre quiere el reino de Dios y los caminos de Dios.
And I believe you too, brother. What little I know about you. You do too. So, God bless you, and the Lord keep you, and thank you so much for this opportunity. And by the way, I'm going to take a bold step, and I'm going to say, you really know that Patty and Bill believe what I'm saying too. You know that.
La hermana Patty y el hermano Bill también creen lo que le estoy diciendo.
Amen.